for some reason, either Carolyn or my phone or JW's, but it sounds like Carolyn or mine, we were unaware of the wind effect on the recording. The wind is blowing, and it doesn't seem to knock out the words, but it's irritating. And this will be the case for 30 minutes. And then we go to the next tape, and it's not that way. So we did not notice the bad wind effect. I don't think you miss any words, but you've got to listen closely, and then you're going to listen to it again anyway. So I apologize for the words. So we are just hearing the first line of tablet 3.
Okay, we're going to tablet 3, the key of wisdom.
You go. Very good. That's exactly what you were just asking, Bob. Good point.
I thought the Atlantean, give of my wisdom, give of my knowledge, give of my power. Freely I give to the children of men.
Now, you got to take thought as thought. We've already played with that. Non-physical is giving the wisdom, the knowledge, the power, the understanding, the capacity, the aspect, freely giving that to men. That's meat sex.
Give that they too might have wisdom to shine through the world.
That is, thought did that. Thought gave freely to men.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thought, okay, mind, not just limited by the word mind, but thought.
Okay.
Not non-physical.
Yeah, but thought, the non-physical. Where ion is not the same as the non-physical referred to by the word thought.
So the tablet flows. We understand there's a split difference for sure, but that's why this resonates.
Okay, you're saying that the word thought does refer to where ion is, non-physical.
No, we're saying that thought in the emerald tablets is referring to the non-physical co-creating with the human, so that the humans can do what the non-physical can do.
So thought in this case should not be called thought, it's the non-physical.
Correct, but it's the imbuing of that symbiote host relationship that comes together in the second sentence. It says, so that they can do what with the veil, Carolyn?
Freely I give to the children of men, give that they too might have wisdom to shine through the world from the veil of the night.
Bam, there you go. The veil of the night is the human condition without non-physical activated in their system. It's the one who want to live in a mango tree, which is perfectly fine and wonderful, but then they want something more. And then they move to something more, and then that doesn't suit them either. And then they want something more, and then that doesn't suit them either. That veil of night is what cuts you off from your desire. And then when you get your desire, like the last resort, where are you going to go when you run out of places to go? So that's very good. It gives you the perfect parallel of what we're talking about all day, every day. So that's good. That's good. That's good. Okay.
Right there. Wisdom is power. Power is wisdom. One with each other, perfecting the whole. Be thou not proud, O man, in thy wisdom. Discourse with the ignorant as well as the wise.
That's right. But the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So you don't get all haughty. You don't play with everybody because they may have the next widget idea that changes your life.
So discourse with the ignorant as well as the wise. If one comes to thee full of knowledge, listen and heed, for wisdom is all. Keep thou not silent when evil is spoken, for truth, like the sunlight, shines above all. He who oversteppeth the law shall be punished, for only through law comes the freedom of men. Cause thou not fear, for fear is a bondage, a fetter that binds the darkness to men. Follow thy heart during thy lifetime. Do thou more than is commanded of thee. When thou hast gained riches, follow thou thine heart, for all these are of no avail if thine heart be weary. Diminish thou not the time of following thine heart. It is a board of the soul. Soul doesn't like that.
Up to a bore.
Yeah, a bore. They that are guided go not astray, but they that are lost cannot find a straight path. If thou go among men, make for thyself, love, the beginning and end of the heart.
The condition of the heart is your gauge, your economic indicator of how you're doing with your symbiote-host relationship. The more you embrace the non-physical part of you, this pure positive source energy, the less you're going to find hate. The more the condition of the heart is that trick. The Jewish people called it circumcision, when they would cut the foreskin of the penis off to let you know that you are the tribe of Israel. Well, in the Pentecostal world, they have something called when you become slain in the spirit or with the Holy Ghost. That's the circumcision of the heart. What it does is that becomes an activation part process of when you come into your non-physical knowingness. And that allows that to flow in you, and that's when you are happy, when you have no good reason to be. And if you really want to go into the physical, medical end of that, if you start looking at some of your medical, mental conditions, there aren't any, but if that's what you want to call them, those conditions are the prescribed nomenclatures of those, they call them mental disorders, but actually they're just different than what the standard norm is of where they found their peace in their now. If that's a paranoid schizophrenic, then that's also a genius. So I had to get that part right there that draws it into a new, hopeful, easy way to understand what Thoth is trying to convey.
So that's why the heart or the emotions are the barometer of the non-physical relationship, the emotions.
And the absolute answer to that, Bob, is without fail or exception. However, your mind, not your heart, your mind can trick you into a position to where pedophilia seems natural and normal. Because otherwise, how would you come into that place and even go through the motions of having that thought that would make you amorous?
It's just that the emotions are the proof that humans have non-physical in them.
Until those emotions don't serve you, and then it becomes your blessing and your curse. It is a way to gauge, but all we're saying is just be careful not to add too much intention to the level of emotion, because what you see as an emotion that would send you out of your mind, someone else would do and go, well, that's no big deal. We parallel your movie, The Hannibal, Silence of the Lambs, that movie, that whole thing. For him, eating brains or even eating human flesh was as normal as a good foie gras.
But we discussed earlier that animals don't have emotions, humans do. So part of the human condition is having emotions.
Yes, it is indeed, but you can't make that the causality or the if-so facto reasoning of how you're doing in this whole process, because you are where you are. And two people in different places, that's why 100 milligrams of acetaminophen does it for some people, and 1,800 doesn't touch others.
So emotions are the content, the proof of the non-physical interaction.
Yes, that's good, that's good. They squirt out different places, different ways.
Right, and I was saying to Carol that all diseases come from the same dis-ease.
Yes.
Yeah, all diseases.
Yeah. If that's that disconnection.
And
y'all got some wind going on.
I know, it's going through my speaker here.
It's wonderful. Gosh, it's been there, but it's nice and cool.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Maui breezes. If one cometh unto thee for counsel, let him speak freely, that the thing for which he hath come to thee may be done. If he hesitates to open his heart to thee, it is because thou, the judge, doest the wrong.
You got that now? Let's say I have a problem, and I come to you, Carolyn, to judge it.
Yeah.
If you don't open your heart to where I'm speaking from, to understand, and you cut me off as the judge, then you're the one who's missed the point of that co-creation.
Repeat thou not extravagant speech, neither listen thou to it, for it is the utterance of one not in equilibrium. Speak thou not of it, so that he before thee may know wisdom.
What he's trying to say is, always remember to keep your words short and sweet, because you never know from time to time which ones you may have to eat. It's not haughtiness. It's the when you start calling out someone else's faults or indiscretions or how pious you are more than they. You know, they've got a sender in their eye and you've got a log in yours, and you're noticing the sender in their eye when you've got your own problems you ought to be sifting.
Okay, silence is of great profit. An abundance of speech profiteth nothing. Exalt not thine heart above the children of men, lest it be brought lower than the dust.
Short and sweet, for never know what time to time which ones you may get to eat. Same song, different verse.
If thou be great among men, be honored for knowledge and gentleness. If thou seekest to know the nature of a friend, ask not his companion, but pass a time alone with him. Debate with him, testing his heart by his words and his bearing. That which goeth into the storehouse must come forth, and the things that are thine must be shared with a friend. Knowledge is regarded by the fool as ignorance, and the things that are profitable are to him hurtful. He liveth in death. It is therefore his food.
It is therefore his food. But death is his food?
The longing for the things that bring forth death. Uh-huh. The desirous things. I mean, if you're prone to alcohol and you want to live more than anything, and you go to the doctor and he says you got to stop drinking because you have cirrhosis of the liver, if you can go back in and know that that's the case and why you are disconnected from source, and so therefore the only answer you have is to drink yourself into happiness, then your body won't allow you to continue that filtered process. And so that would be your food that would bring you not life.
The wise man lets his heart overflow but keeps silent his mouth. Oh man, list to the voice of wisdom. List to the voice of light. Mysteries there are in the cosmos that unveiled fill the world with their light. Let he who would be free from the bonds of darkness first divine the material from the immaterial, the fire from the earth. For know ye that as earth descends to earth, so also fire ascends unto fire and becomes one with fire. He who knows the fire that is within himself shall ascend unto the eternal fire and dwell in it eternally.
Okay.
So that's where the fire is?
No, the fire has nothing to do with it. It's just fire comes to itself. It can catch fire from fire.
That is what happens when you go through the ninth gate?
No, the process that it's contagious, that once you get it all straightened out, worked out, in that pure place of fire or burning or the burning process, and you separate the fire from the earth, that can allow you to flow easily from another plane. It sends that right there, from earth to earth.
When you separate the fire, the desire?
All they're trying to say there is you have a fire, okay, burning in your yard, and you take a stick and you lay on that fire, that fire will catch fire on that stick. That's all.
So
he who knows the fire that is within himself shall ascend unto the eternal fire. It will be attracted to it.
Exactly. And it can catch fire to folks around you. It's contagious.
Mm-hmm. You mean your vibration will make you contagious?
Yeah, because you're drawn to the fire and then you catch fire. Somebody else sees you on fire and they're drawn to that part that's you. Especially the super disconnected ones really love talking to you.
Okay. Fire, the inner fire, is the most potent of all force, for it overcometh all things and penetrates to all things of the earth. Man supports himself only on that which resists. So earth must resist man, else he existeth not. All eyes do not see with the same vision. For to one an object appears of one form and color, and to a different eye of another. So also the infinite fire, changing from color to color, is never the same from day to day.
That would be heaven, that would be the other world, the infinite fire.
It depends on where you are. It would be in a human form trying to go to the next layer or level.
Is that the fire
in a human trying to look, trying to get to the ninth gate?
They don't necessarily know about the ninth gate, but they're just trying to ascend in their goodness, get them to heaven.
Right, so the environment is sort of like the yearnings of the soul.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Never the same. It's never the same from day to day.
Right.
You mean the soul imagines itself yearning for different things?
Well, once you get that, then you want something else, and then you've already got that, so you don't want that anymore. You want the new thing.
Thus speak I thought of my wisdom, for a man is a fire burning bright through the night, never is quenched in the veil of darkness, never is quenched by the veil of the night.
That's like never get it done. What is the difference between the veil of darkness and the veil of the night? Are they the same thing?
They are the same.
And that's the dark world.
No. That's the veil that human beings thicken, so they have less and less inference with non-physical, pure, positive source energy.
Is there a way of getting rid of the veil completely?
Yes.
So the veil is a human construct?
No.
Mm. Where did it come from?
The veil is the separation between you and the deity.
Which is
the law and the contrast.
Right. It is a fact that you are separated, but then you can think your way through it, feel your way through the apparent separation.
Yes.
The veil makes you forget.
Yeah.
And then you got to figure out how to reconnect.
Into men's hearts I looked by my wisdom, found them not free from the bondage of strife. Free from the toils thy fire, oh my brother, lest it be buried in the shadow of night.
Free from the toils, the fire should be freed.
Or activated within you.
Yeah, lest it be buried in the shadow of night.
He's trying to wake them up again. Hark ye, O man, and list to thy wisdom. Where do name and form cease? Only in consciousness invisible, an infinite force of radiance bright. The forms that ye create by brightening thy vision are truly effects that follow thy cause.
There's the effects cause thing.
Mm-hmm. The forms that ye create by brightening thy vision are true. So the forms you create, when your vision is bright and when the veil is thinned, then you see...
are truly effects that follow thy cause.
Mm-hmm.
And you create your own liberation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or destruction.
The forms that you create by brightening thy vision are truly effects that follow thy cause. You create effects that brighten and then feed on themselves, and the effects cause more causes causing effects. Now, consciousness invisible, does that mean that you get, when you're totally in the non-physical, name and form cease?
We didn't understand you.
Okay, it says, where do name and form cease? Only in consciousness, invisible, an infinite force of radiance bright. I understand that name and form cease when you're in the guff, when you're in the non-physical, where you are.
Yes.
And so only in consciousness, invisible, that's the guff.
Yeah, but what happens when you have ability to see into the guff from physical? What is that?
Okay, so it's no longer invisible.
That's correct.
Only in consciousness, invisible. So that's an enlightened consciousness.
Yes, because that's what you're trying to achieve, if both at the same time, remember?
So where do name and form cease? Only in consciousness, invisible. They're kind of saying conscious there is a potent,
good force,
an infinite force of radiance bright. It's invisible.
Yes.
And where is that? Is that the guff or the vacuum or the non-physical? Where
is the human achieving that place?
The way we use becoming conscious, in consciousness, invisible. Why would it call it invisible?
Because many can't see it.
Man is a star bound to a body until in the end he is freed through his strife. Only by struggle and toiling thy utmost shall the star within thee bloom out in new light. He who knows the commencement of all things frees his star from the realm of night. Sounds like a lot of work when really it's supposed to be relax and allow.
there is a veil.
Yeah.
So it's part of the Old Testament compared to what we're going to do.
Well, it comes, this becomes a better completion.
Because it is operating before the actual thinning of veil, which miraculously is happening now.
Yes, that they had to establish there was one.
And the problems within that in time and history and space, or the way people live under those conditions.
Yes.
That they created.
Remember, O man, that all which exists is only another form of that which exists not.
Ah, that's the two of everything? This is a key point. That which exists is only another form of that which exists not.
Now, you
have to know that there's two of everything to make sense of that.
Yes, that's true, but guess what else it affects? The things that you have not, that you know that are yours. How about peace? How about security? How about love? How about comfort? How about delight? How about tactility? How about visceral beingness in your body? How about sound mind? How about good thoughts? How about creations that have not come into your experience yet? They are not, yet they are. And there's a duality there, but it's also that, you see, with this place of establishing, number one, that there is a veil, a separateness between non-physical and physical, okay? And then you have control of that, and we've already established the wisdom that brings it into your place of knowing. And the next thing you know, it doesn't take too many minutes to figure out that you can thin that veil. That's coming a little later, but this is those foundational references that allow you to understand that it is indeed a timeless reality in the place of coming into your creation, as well as the simple duality of two conversations about everything. To be or not to be.
Well, there's other meanings you could put in there besides the fact there's two of everything.
Yes.
Okay, everything that has being is passing into yet another
being,
and thou thyself are not an exception. Consider the law, for all is law. Seek not that which is not of the law, for such exists only in the illusions of the senses. Wisdom cometh to all her children, even as they cometh unto wisdom. So the law is that. Is that Moses' law, or which law is that?
The laws that he's laying out in the tablets. The simple directions of minding yourself so you don't come into your power and forfeit your kingdom because you're so full of your power that you destroy your castle. When we say it that way, it makes sense. Be mindful of the laws of how the power works that you're developing.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you're going to create a castle, and you're so powerful, you'll go and destroy it. And then you'll be a powerful creator without a castle.
All through the ages, the light has been hidden. Awake, O man, and be wise. Deep in the mysteries of life have I traveled, seeking and searching for that which is hidden. List ye, O man, and be wise. Far beneath the earth crust, in the halls of the Manti, mysteries I saw that are hidden from men. Oft I have journeyed the deep hidden passage, looked on the light that is life among men. There neath the flowers of life ever living, searched I the hearts and the secrets of men. Found I that man is but living in darkness, light of the great fire is hidden within. Before the lords of hidden Amante, learned I the wisdom I give unto men.
Where is the hidden Amante? Is that the double world or some other place?
What do you think?
I guess it is the rift. And
well, we established that, and then you also looked it up, and it was the recorded values of history,
right.
And, you know, it was where the seat of the judges of all the Levitical orders has been achieved, and blah, blah, blah.
So it has a lot of cultural meanings thrown in there. But
well, you would call that the Akashic Records, which we don't have a high regard of, but it's okay, call it what you want to.
But the real important meaning is the other world.
Yes.
The mirror world, right? That's what really it is.
Now, wait, Neil. That's so close that we would say yes, but now you're going to get more about that later. Right. Here's one of your evergreen future contradictions right there. That's a good one.
So right now we're looking at the portal into the mirror world as an important activity. That's why we're saying that's the foundation. Now, other things, love becomes important. Other things become important.
Love is the most important.
Right. So things change. But a mentee, it's like heaven, the place of true learning or something.
No, it's more like the Library of Congress for the non-physical. But we don't like that either. But
because that is not, those words do not point to what it really is referring to.
Exactly, but it's a good way of saying, oh, that's what you mean. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. But that and $8 will get you a double mocha latte at Starbucks.
Oft have I journeyed the deep hidden passage, looked on the light that is life among men. There, neath the flowers of life ever living, searched I the hearts and the secrets of men. Found I that man is but living in darkness, light of the great fire is hidden within. Before the lords of hidden Amante, learned I the wisdom I gave unto men. Masters are they of the great secret wisdom, brought from the future of infinity's end.
Ooh, brought from the future.
Oh, see, infinity's end, so there's your transubstantiation.
There you go, Nan. Can even run an exegesis on it now.
Seven are they, the lords of Amante, overlords they of the children of morning.
What happens in the morning?
You wake up.
There you go.
Look what it says, sons of the cycles, S-U-N-S.
We've got seven are they, the lords of Amante, overlords they of the children of morning, sons, S-U-N-S, of the cycles, masters of wisdom.
Who are the sons of the cycles, the children of morning or the lords?
The ones that have the ability to go between the sections.
Deceptions, and that is children of the morning, not the lords of Amenti.
So, between the sections, or do you mean the worlds, or what are we calling those? Between the what?
The ones that can go between the parallels.
We're getting the pattern where this tablet starts off dark and ends up with a glorious conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Each tablet is a cycle of darkness and then breakthrough.
Exactly.
And then it says masters of wisdom, so we are becoming that.
Absolutely.
Formed are not they as the children of men?
No, see, we're beyond that, right? We're not. Are not they. Now, the they, is that referring to the children of the morning or the lords of Amenti?
No, it's formed are not they as the children of men.
Yeah, who's the they?
Oh, I see. So then it's beyond the children of men into this more...
Children of morning.
Yeah. And is that correct, Dion?
Yes.
They refers to the children of morning, Carol.
And then it says 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9 are the titles of the masters of men.
Would the 9 refer to the 9th
gate?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an 8 gate and a 7 gate?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So once you are moving through, you have access to the parallels, you work your way up within that knowledge.
Perfect word.
Yeah.
Far from the future, formless yet forming, come they as teachers for the children of men.
Now that means that the children of morning are now coming back as teachers of men?
Yes.
Yeah, teachers of the children of men. You know, now they are teachers. They were once children of men themselves.
Yes, see one, do one, be one.
But they're coming from the future, Carolyn.
Live they forever, yet
if
not.
We start from the, far from the future.
Forming.
Formless.
Formless yet forming. Come they as teachers for the children of men. Live they forever, yet not of the living, bound not to life, and yet free from death. Rule they forever with infinite wisdom, bound yet not bound to the dark halls of death. Life they have in them, yet life that is not life. Free from all are the lords of the all. All is capitalized.
And listen, it's like that Christian statement, I am in this world but not of it.
Yes.
Forth from them come forth the Logos. So then they began the word. Instruments they of the power o'er all. Vast is their countenance, yet hidden in smallness, formed by a forming known yet unknown. Three holds the key of all hidden magic, creator he of the halls of the dead, sending forth power shrouding with darkness, binding the souls of the children of men, sending the darkness, binding the soul force, director of negative to the children of men.
That is, sounds like a creating of a dark world, being part surfing the darkness that men create. Something like that? Yeah, you have to enter the dark world. It looks like you're creating it.
Well, you have to know the dark. Know
that it's there. And know that you're creating it. And they don't know they're creating it. Mm-hmm. The children of men.
It's all capitalized.
Yeah, a previous sentence.
Then all would be the new enlightened ones doing the creating.
So why are they creating a dark world?
For contrast, to awaken the process that you can be or have. Your steps if you're looking to transcend the ninth gate.
It's the old, McClone said advertising used the technique of creating the disease and offering the cure. You must begin with the disease, Carol. It
becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Okay, good. That's three. Would that be the Christian Trinity? Is that that level?
Yes.
Okay, four is he who looses the power, Lord he of life to the children of men. Light is his body, flame is his countenance, freer of souls to the children of men.
So the four is like the Gurdjieffian, the guru schools that begin to loosen the Trinity world, three world. You know what I mean? Some kind of smarter than normal, a hipster.
Paradox.
A paradox? Yeah, someone has a paradox.
In this world, you mean someone who's different than normal?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Five is the master, the lord of all magic, he to the word that resounds among men.
Get that.
The key, there's the key. So does that have the key then to the air, and is that the invisible in the air?
Yes, it is, but read again to make sure you know all of it.
Five is the master, the lord of all magic, key to the word that resounds among men.
It's beginning to get, again, another cycle. You're getting to access the two worlds, and you become aware of that. You've gone beyond the local guru, the local paradox.
So it is key to the invisible in the air?
Yes.
Six is the Lord of Light, the hidden pathway, path of the souls of the children of men. So once you open the key, then you start walking the pathway to the parallel world?
Yep. That is the binding of the physical and non-physical that we talked about a long, long time ago.
You're on your own on that path.
Yes.
He who is Lord of the vastness, master of space and the key of the time. So that's when you turn off time.
Right.
And then eight is he who orders the progress, weighs and balances the journey of men. So then you go back and grab other people?
You go back to three again.
Right.
How do you mean go back to three?
You
does
go
that
back
mean
and start doing the whole process.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
balance
yeah.
You create contrast and then bring them out of the contrast.
Nine is the Father, vast He of continents, forming and changing from out of the formless.
That's a master of going into the two worlds.
Right.
And maybe into the past, present, future worlds, too?
Yes.
That process. What was the vacuum? What was that in relation to?
Your event horizon.
How?
Black hole.
Black hole, but what is that in relation to the two streams going into the Gulf? The two streams coming out of the Gulf?
Nothing.
Nothing? Not part of that? The vacuum is the black hole in relation to the physical. Or it's
right.
Within the physical.
Only.
And it has to be there. It's in the in-between the two worlds. Why does that have to be a vacuum?
It doesn't have to be. That's just the way they describe it. Remember, we already covered that nothing can live inside of a vacuum.
You pass through it or near it on your way.
That's where there's no duality. There's only one.
Right. It's almost, this is two of everything. If you have two-ness, Carol, you got to have oneness, and that would be the Vatican. Not the Vatican. the vacuum.
Now, the only way it's dual is that you have a beginning and a place it dumps you out to.
What's the vacuum in relation to that?
Well, nobody knows where you end up when you go through the vacuum of a black hole.
Can you go into the vacuum?
Yes.
But you don't come back.
Unless you learn these tapas that going through.
Okay, so the ninth is being able to deal with the vacuum? Okay, so when you go from one world to the next, you don't go through the vacuum.
Not necessarily, but yeah. You could.
Now, did that happen to JW?
No.
He didn't get lost in the vacuum.
No.
But you could, and you need to know why that happens, or you won't come back.
Otherwise, you just check out, and then you're done.
And you go back to the Guff?
Or through the rift to a different reality.
Oh, no, through the rift is the two worlds we're talking about.
Right. So you either go to non-physical or you take the rift to the ninth gate and go to another world like this one.
So is the ninth gate a way out of the vacuum?
No, it's a way into the time expression that we don't expose.
The time expression we don't expose, a new phrase there. But the ninth gate is going from one world to the other world, but you could get lost in the vacuum. And the ninth level of awareness is understanding that if you went into the vacuum, how to get out of it.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be quite. Now, did JW do any of that kind of work?
Bits and pieces.
Meditate on the symbols I give thee. Keys are they, though hidden from men.
Question, girl. Werner von Braun and them know about the vacuum and these things, correct?
Yes.
Do they embed this in a modern physics? Like, does John Wheeler, who's one of the top physicists over the 20th century, would he know some of this stuff?
Certainly.
And he would be trying to write out formulas thinking of this.
Yes.
If one understands the Emerald Tablets, and you could look at modern physicists, or the more advanced ones, wrestling this out. Of course, no one, if you don't know about these other worlds, you don't know it. But they do talk about parallel dimensions in that, as if it's an idea. You get what I'm saying, Ion?
Yes, yes.
And so they're presenting as idea, but secretly they know they're realities.
Well, they actually describe it as a matter, antimatter, compulsion.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore they can't ever meet. If they do, they destroy each other. You can have a little antimatter and you can have a little matter as long as they're not going through the same enrichment program. Nobody cares.
Is that true that the mirror world cannot meet our world?
Say it again.
Well, the other world, the other version of me, and my world, those two worlds, the rift worlds, they cannot meet? They would destroy themselves as you just laid out in matter, antimatter?
Now, we're talking about what the tablet's talking about. That is an example. That's a contrasting of matter, antimatter. We're not saying that that would destroy itself.
Okay, we're talking about why the physicists say they will destroy it. Sounds like a disinformation.
You're mixing up two things, Bob.
No, that's what we're... Let's start over again. The modern physicists, as you say, talk about matter and antimatter, and they can't meet, they will destroy each other, correct?
That they cancel each other out, and the energy that's released in that process would be the equivalent of a Genesis experience.
It would destroy the world.
No, it would be the beginning. Genesis is beginning.
Yeah, but you have to destroy it before you can begin.
Okay, Ina, that is what physicists said. Is that true? If one rift world met the other rift world, would they cancel each other out?
In a short window of time, they certainly would.
So when a student takes physics at Harvard or Yale or one of the better schools and interacts with these teachers, do the teachers privately initiate them through the portal so that they can know what the physics refers to?
No, they give them too much credit, but yeah, no.
So John Wheeler and them hear about these things. John Wheeler doesn't know how to go into the portal to the rift world, correct?
Correct.
But he hears about it somehow. And,
okay, can we finish?
No, but like it's interesting, Carol. Modern physics are intuiting and getting half glimpses of this and sticking in their physics, and now it's understandable. But right. They're reacting to it, and they don't know, or, you know, most of them don't know.
I know. They wouldn't get their grant proposal funded if they even thought about it. Okay. Reach ever upward, O soul of the morning. Turn thy thoughts upward to light and to life. Find in the keys of the numbers I bring thee light on the path from life unto life. Numbers I bring thee. That's a new phrase. are we talking about the ninth gate again?
The schedule, yeah.
The schedule being 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Right.
Seek ye with wisdom, turn thy thoughts inward, close not thy mind to the flower of light. Place in thy body a thought-formed picture. Think of the numbers that lead thee to life. So there's your three.
No, that goes on already, but you're consciously trying to do that? Yeah, think in thy body. That's three-twoing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Three-two-one-ing, I should have said.
So you already do place thoughts, but you're doing it consciously now, right?
Yeah, you're being told.
And then think of the process, the three levels. So we have to place the rift idea in our minds to...
Which we are by going... Well, we are. We've done it.
How have we done it?
I think this sentence is just telling us the importance of it.
Yes.
But Cal, how have we done it?
Yeah, we've done it.
We've done what?
We've got all these thoughts. We're imagining the rift. We're imagining the other world. We're there.
Right.
Clear is the path to he who has wisdom. Open the door to the kingdom of light. Pour forth thy flames as a sun of the morning. Shut out the darkness and live in the day.
Or the light.
Take the all man as part of thy being, the seven who are but as not as they seem.
The seven who are but are not as they seem. As part of the, take the all man as part of thy being, the seven who are but are not as they seem.
So let's go back to seven and see exactly what that says. Seven is he who is lord of the vastness, master of space, and the key of the time. So...
back down to what you just read, what was that? Take thee, O man, as part of thy being, the seven who are but are not, as the seven who are but are not as they seem.
So it's
open.
Are living in a world of time, but we are timeless, so we're not as they seem.
Correct.
Opened, O man, have I my wisdom, follow the path and the way of life. It does refer to item number seven?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a simple puzzle once you have Ion there telling us the answers.
Yeah. And hopefully it'll open it up for a lot of folks who like to have.
Yeah. So take the all men as part of thy being, the seven who are but are not as they seem. Opened, O man, have I my wisdom. Follow the path and the way I have led.
Take thee, O man, as part of thy being... the seven who are but are not as they seem. So it means take them. Take the seven.
That's
part of that being the seven.
Yeah, be a seven.
Take thee, the seven who
be a number
opened,
seven.
O man.
Opened, O man, have I my wisdom. Follow the path in the way I have led.
Yeah, he's led through the numbers. And open means you've got to, when you get to level seven, it's been opened.
Right. Masters of wisdom, son of the morning light and life. So sun, morning, light, and life are all in caps. So masters of wisdom, son of the morning light and life. To the children of men, the end.
You are the sun. You are a universe.
We're beaming.
Is this the physical sun ion just a mirror of what we do inside ourselves?
Yes.
That's why when you take drugs, you will see galaxies coming out of you. That's because it's mirror, it's metaphor, it's translation of what you actually are.
It's the end. We're good.